plead his own promise. Thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 29. This is a promise pleaded, and so it yields double instruction to us. Anything which the Lord God has spoken, we should receive as surely true, and then plead it at the throne. Oh, how sweet to quote what our own God has spoken! How precious to use a therefore, which the promise suggests, as David does in this verse. We do not pray because we doubt, but because we believe. To pray unbelievingly is unbecoming in the Lord's children. No, Lord, we cannot doubt thee. We are persuaded that every word of thine is a sure foundation for the boldest expectation. We come to thee and say, do as thou hast said. Bless thy servant's house, heal our sick, save our hesitating ones, restore those who wander, confirm those who live in thy fear. Lord, give us food and raiment according to thy word. Prosper our undertakings, especially succeed our endeavors to make known thy gospel in our neighborhood. Make our servants thy servants, our children thy children. Let the blessing flow on to future generations, and as long as any of our race remains on earth, may they remain true to thee. O Lord God, let the house of thy servant be blessed.